Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Finley. Batting second. The shortstop, Eric Yelding. Batting third. The catcher, Craig Biggio. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Luis Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Obergefell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rafael Ramirez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Eric Anthony. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Casey Kendall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jimmy Jones. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jimmy Jones. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mackie Sasser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. And now, play ball. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Finley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Yelding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Biggio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boston hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Finley. Boston reaches second base with a double. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Magadan hits a fly ball towards center. Finley catches it and throws to third to double up Boston. Two outs. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McReynolds is hit by the pitch. Jeffries moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Obergefell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ken Obergefell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anthony strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Brooks hits a line drive into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mackay Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasser hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Templeton hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gooden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kendall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kendall strikes out. One out. Jimmy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Finley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finley hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finley. The throw from Sasser and he is out, Templeton applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kendall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McReynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yelding is 0-for-1 in the game. Yelding strikes out. 1 out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biggio is 0-for-1 in the game. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonzalez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Hubie Brooks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Mackay Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sasser hits a line drive for a single. Johnson moves to third. Brooks moves to second. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Templeton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kendall fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson scores. Brooks moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Mets. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mark Carrion now playing left field. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 1 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gooden fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anthony is 0 for 1 in the game. Anthony hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a pop-up towards third. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 0 for 2 in the game. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Finley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gooden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Carrion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding misplays the ball. That's an error on Yelding. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive for a triple. Carrion goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasser is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sasser hits a pop-up beyond short. Yelding can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 5 to nothing, Mets. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ramirez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yelding is 0-for-2 in the game. Yelding hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biggio is 0-for-2 in the game. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brooks. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-2 in the game. Obergefell hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gooden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooden hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Finley. Gooden reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Henry now pitching. Jeff Bagwell now playing first base. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground, foul, into right field, out of the reach of Anthony. Boston reaches second base with a double. Gooden scores. It's 6-0, Mets. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Magadan is 0-for-3 in the game. Magadan hits a fly ball into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards short. Yelding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Anthony batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anthony is 0-for-2 in the game. Anthony hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sasser is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bagwell scoops it up and throws to first, with Henry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Finley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finley hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yelding is 0-for-3 in the game. Yelding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.